has a shaila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it says you can be mefred in the darim that your wife will make. Right? That means he holds, not only don't you have to hear it at the time of the hafara, but you can be mefred even though the neder wasn't made yet. The Gemara has a shaila, what is the mechanism of that? Is it pshat that it prevents it from ever coming into the world? Or is it pshat it comes into the world, and the rush has two pshatim for how long it comes into the world? Either it comes into the world and it immediately gets shut down, or it comes into the world for the length of the time for the person to say, I am mefer. It's like a remote I am mefer kicks in, but there has to be that time of I am mefer, and then it gets shut down. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Is it preventive, not even chau, or it's chau, but its destruction is guaranteed already from before? Zogt the Gemara Tashema. We're going to try to prove it. The Nafkamina the Gemara said was, let me just repeat it again. The Nafkamina the Gemara said was, in case a guy, either before she made the neder, the Naziris, let's say, or after, but within the period of the three-word time that the neder could be chal, says he also, and then the guy is mefer, and hafara is not retroactive. Hafara kicks in at that moment. That means the neder was a neder for that amount of time. And since the neder was a neder for that amount of time, his is chau. And since his is chau, the hafara won't affect it, and he's a nazir. Or do we say it's never chau? And if it's never chau, so then he had nothing to hang on to, but he said, me also what? There was no what. Zog the Gemara and touch him out. Amar Rabbi Eliezer.
There's a word before about the Shah, you know, that Vanim brought Nazir, there's no blood before.
Yeah, therefore, that's because she made the Naziris and he wasn't Mefer yet. Then he wants to be Mefer after an hour. That was the Shiloh there. Nothing to do with this.
Hour. What do you mean?
You asked me from a Gemara before, so what does the Gemara before say?
Yeah, I'm
I mean, you're asking me to, you want me to review that Gemara, you want to ask me from that Gemara. I'm trying to figure out what you're shooting at.
No one thought about that Gemara there.
Again, the Gemara there is a different case, that's why. The Gemara, we also didn't think about the Gemara getting, I mean, what?
I thought about it. I'm trying to think, what was the difference?
There, she made the nether, and he said, I want to be made for it to kick in after an hour. So the question is, if somebody becomes a nazir during that hour, what happens? That was that Gemara. He made the nether, and then I apologize for being so rough.
No, I apologize.
I shouldn't have been so rough. I'm sorry. No. I do apologize. It was wrong of me.
I can take it.
I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Listen to Rabbi Eliezer's logic. Im hefer nedarim shebo b'klal iser, isn't it? If it can be made for nedarim that arrived at iser, right? Layefer nedarim shebo b'klal iser. He shouldn't be able to be made from the darim that never reached Klawiser. Shmamina loichalim. Listen to his words. You can be made from the darim that were here already. For sure, you can be made from the darim that don't come to Iser. That means it's not chal. That's the Gemara's understanding at this moment. Shloi bo means that it doesn't come into the world. It's preventive. That's how I explained the Mishnah. If you can cure, you can prevent. Zog the Gemara Mikta she'einam boim. Does the Mishnah say they will never come? Shaloi bo k'tari adayin lebo. It means you can put into place a system to destroy the neder when it's chal. Who said shaloi bo means they won't come? Shaloi bo means they didn't come yet. But maybe they do kick in for a second. Rabbi Eliezer is just saying, if I can make for a neder that exists, I can put into place hafara for a neder that doesn't exist. He doesn't say I can put into place that it won't exist. He says I can put into place that it'll be mufer. Maybe that's what it means. I can put into place a mechanism that as soon as it kicks in, it gets ruined. Who says shloi bo means it'll never come? Shloi bo means it hasn't come yet. Therefore, it doesn't prove anything. It could be it'll never come. It could be that it comes and gets destroyed automatically. Zakt derash. Shmami no lechayo. V'detani lebo'u lechal eser. And in the Havamina, the Gemara understood lebo'u means it won't come. Miktani she'enem bo'im. Davi mashmaf achas she'tzidaraisam enem bo'im lechal eser klau. Shloibo'u ktani. The mashmash ha'dayin lebo'u. I will not see them love her because she did some. But it will come when she makes those nedarim, when she makes the nedarim. So there's no raya so far, and we move on to the next raya. Tashema. Amr lam Rabbi Yezer. This is a brisa. Before we quoted the Mishnah, now we're going to a brisa. So Rabbi Yezer says to the Chachamim, Ma b'mokim she'ein mei for nidrei atzmei mishenadar. A person cannot nullify his own nedarim once he made them. Right? He cannot take care of his own neder. He has to go to a bezin to remove his neder. He has no power of nullifying the nedarim once they're there. Still, back in the third parak we learned, a guy can say, call the nedarim shai will make, should not be chal. That means he can put into place a preventive that the neder shouldn't be chal. He can't nullify existing nedarim of his own, but he can nullify, he can put into place a mechanism that they should never kick in. So he made a kal v'chomer. So by a wife, you can even nullify the ones that are there. So shouldn't you be able to prevent it from happening? You can't nullify your own, but you can prevent them. So shouldn't it be that if you can nullify your wife's, you for sure can prevent it? We see from a person's own that prevention is easier than nullifying, right? You see from the fact that he can't nullify his own nedarim, but he can prevent them. So his wife that he could nullify, maybe he could, for sure he should be able to prevent. That's what Rabbi Yezer is telling the Chachamim. Now, the only kal v'chomer only makes sense. What can he do on his own nedarim? He can't nullify them after they're chal. He can put into a place to make sure they're not chal. And he's comparing that to a wife. So isn't he saying that what you're doing by a wife is prevention, not that it kicks in for a second and gets nullified? Because he's making that comparison. And by his own self, it's for sure prevention. He can't nullify his own nedarim. Dr. Gemara, let's read it inside. He cannot nullify his own nedarim after he makes the nedar. But may for nidrei atzmei actually yidar. He can put into place that it gets nullified before he makes it, which means it never kicks in. Malkim shemay for nidri ishtam shetidar. A wife, you can do it even after she makes the neder. Eina din shiyaver ish nidri ishtay atchaloy tidar. So by listening to Zerishav, this kal v'chomer, it makes sense to say, my love, the ishtay dum yidilei, that we want to make his wife similar to him. Ma hu deloy chaylin, just like his prevention means it's never chal, av ishtay nami deloy chaylin, that his wife's will never be chal. It makes sense. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, if you can do it to yourself, for sure you can do it to your wife. It means the same thing you do to yourself, you can do to your wife. Zogdik malai, hakadisa v'hakadisa. Not really. All he's trying to prove is you can put into the system something that will prevent it from being chal, long term. You see, by yourself, you can prevent it from happening. So by your wife, for sure you can put into the system something that will nullify it right away. It doesn't have to be that it's not chal. Maybe it is chal. Maybe a husband cannot prevent his wife's nedarim. But if you see that you can put into the system something, a prevention for yourself, so for sure you should be able to put into the system a nullification that should kick in immediately after it's chal. That's what he's saying. So therefore, it doesn't prove that the wife is also preventive. It could be all he's saying is that if you see that you can put things in before, each one their own way. By himself, it's prevention. And by his wife, he can't prevent her, but he can do is put in something that will nullify it. And if he can do it by himself, then he can prevent it. So by his wife, he should be able to put in his nullification into the system. He can put it into the computer that automatically, as soon as that neder is chal, the computer kicks in the hafara. That's all we're trying to prove.
That's better. That's stronger.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, is the wife's the mechanism of the wife is going to be something that he can't do for himself.
That's true. But all we're trying to prove from himself is that you can put something in the system before it happens. It'll work differently because I can't prevent my wife from talking. I can't prevent my wife from doing, according to this side of the Gemara. But I can put in something into the system beforehand. Just like you see you can put in something in your own system beforehand, you see you can put in something into your wife's system beforehand. Not the same, because who says you can prevent your wife? That's a kayak you have on yourself, not necessarily on your wife. The Torah only gave you a right to nullify. But if you can put something in your system, you should be able to put that into your wife's system, that it becomes nullified automatically. That's all he's trying to say. Or you can learn the other way. Again, the Gemara and the Havamina thought that we're trying to make an exact analogy. You can prevent your own, you can prevent your wife's. So the Gemara, perhaps not. Perhaps you can't prevent your wife's. But you see from yourself that you can do something that you can't do after. You can do before. So by your wife that you can nullify after, you can put that nullification into the system before. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Kal Vachomer, maybe.
Can't be stronger.
It's different, but it's not stronger. It's all it's trying to prove is that you can put the system in before. Whatever, by a wife, you're going to have the system afterwards, so you can put that system in before. That's stronger. It's different, but it's not stronger.
Why wouldn't the
Kabbalah
work for
the
not be solid at all?
Why wouldn't it work? Okay, so let me just do the rise. I'll come back to this. I'm not trying to. You had a question?
I don't remember. How does it work that he can... What are the mechanics of preventing his wife making another? And he's going to use the same mechanic on himself, too?
No. We had a Gemara in the third parak that a person can get up and say that the Dorim I make from... By the way, you do this every Erev Rosh Hashanah. That the Dorim I will make is not chal.
Are you taking a netter when you're saying that?
No, it's not a netter.
It's a proclamation.
No, it's a proclamation. Correct. So Gemara wants to say that you should be able to make a proclamation about your wife also. The Gemara's answer is, perhaps you can't make a proclamation about your wife. But you see from proclamation that you can prevent something, you can put something into the system that works before. So for sure by a wife where you can do it after, you should be able to put that into the system and have it put there that it should kick in as soon as she makes it.
You have to do this in front of a
basin? No, you don't make, no, you don't have to do it. You can make this proclamation privately. Yes. I don't know how long Kalam Haitza. I'm talking about the Gemara. I don't know, maybe that's the Gemara, maybe there's a Shekhar Mokh, so you have to do it in front of people, I don't know.
So the one that argues is you're making too much of a jump? You can't...
No, see, the problem is that's Rabbi Shosha's question. It's not too much of a jump. Doesn't Kal Vachomer say to be as good?
Right.
So why are we limiting it? So I said I want to do the Rush first. Yeah. Dr. Rush. I'm sorry, I skipped. Welcome Shane the May for Asma Kishidar. That mean none? Who ain't a May for Mehu? But Yaakov Dvara, he can't cancel his words. Others can be moderate. May for Nidra Asma Kishidar. The Dharma prepared Dawid, we learned in the fourth Perek. I'm sorry, it's not. It's the third parak, but it's Dalad Nadarim. The parak is called for Nadarim. Therefore,
a righteously
is Kai Nidra of the Darim Shakal Hashanah. Yamid Bereshit Shana V'Yomer called the Darim Shani Yisad Lidar Mizu Hashanah Yeh Betelum. Ma Dilei Lechayli. Dei Chayli Lebatul. Sorry. Yes. That the Mishnah says you can get up on Rosh Hashanah and say, all the Darim that I'm going to make this year should be batal. You do this every year of Rosh Hashanah. Ma'adilei lechayli. Di'i chayli lematzal atzer atzmai. Can't be chal, because once it's chal, we can't remove it. Ha'kadisa v'ha'kadisa. Delay lechayli klal. His attacker preventive, they're not chal at all. Avadilah chayli v'tayli. Hers is chal, and it's batal. Zach the Rush. Will I tix you loch? Hey, I didn't dime the raya. How can you learn out something that's not similar? Don't ask me the question. I'm making a Kal Vachomer, but I'm not making them the same. Doesn't usually Kal Vachomer make them the same? I'm learning out if I can do this, For sure I can do it here. But now I'm not doing the same thing. In one case I'm preventing, in the other case you're telling me that it's going to be canceled as soon as it's chal.
He said, don't ask that.
Don't ask that. He's going to explain why not to ask in a second. Don't ask that question. The Hachi Alfina, this is what the Kal Vachomer tells me. The Kivan the Chazin of the Mefer Nidre Ishta Mishitidor, since you see the Torah gave him a power to nullify his wife's Nidorim once she makes them, the Olim Kaicha Yosef Ibn Nidre Yatzmai, and he has more strength in his wife's Nidorim than he has on his own. He can nullify his wife's, he can't nullify his own. Is Ma'ati Yeshtonu Loimar, the actual Tidor Nami Chaylu Betayli Kamaisha Tidor. So the Kal Vachomer just says that you see from him that you can put things in place before. And by his wife, he has the power of Afara. So he can put that power of Afara in before. So it's not that we're learning out something. We're learning out the fact that before works better than after. They work differently. But you see that before works better than after. If I have power after, for sure I should have power before. I see that from him. He has no power after, but he has power before. So by his wife, where he has power after, for sure he should have power before. Now, the power will do different things. By him, it'll be preventive, and by his wife, it'll kick in and be made for. That's what the Rashi is saying. Now, here comes Rabbi Shlosser's question.
That was my question.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I
apologize. B'chol libi, b'chol nafshi, b'chol ma'idi. I apologize.
But what's that question called?
That's a different thing. I know what you want to say, but it has nothing to do here. Dial the moment I didn't leave his
kidney. Again,
the
third thing right today. That's
and then you're on a roll. Not my fault.
No, Rebbe's on a roll.
You mean dial the moment I didn't leave his kidney? That just says I can't learn more out. I'm not learning more out. I'm learning something different out. Dial the moment I didn't leave his kidney means I can't say that it should be stricter than what I learned it out from. I'm not learning out that it's stricter than what I learned out from. I'm learning out it works differently. Not stricter.
The working differently is that the mechanism is when you can uproot it quick. That's
because by my wife I have a power of uprooting. Okay, this is a legitimate comparison, but I don't think it's a comparison. Maybe it was a good question, wording, but I think Rabbi Schultz asked it best. I mean, Rabbi Cohn asked a great question. Rabbi Schultz articulated it for him. That why don't we make the Kal Vachomer that you can prevent your wife's nedarim? The Chayra, if you can prevent your own and you can't be made for them, you should be able to prevent your wife's, even though you can be made for afterwards. Why don't we take it to that extent? The Gemara says you can make the Kal Vachomer without taking it to that extent. But Rabbi Schultz is asking. I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohn is asking.
No,
articulated by Rabbi Schultz.
I don't need that. I'm on the video.
Okay. So the question is, so take it to that extent. Why not? That's the question. So I can only answer the way I understood it. You can prevent yourself, but that doesn't necessarily, let me try to explain. I'll make an analogy, which is not a good analogy, but I'll make it anyway. A guy can say to somebody, if you cross the street, you tell your kid, if you cross the street, I'll give you such patch that you will remember it for a lifetime. Right? You don't say that to yourself. You don't tell yourself that you'll give yourself patch for you'll remember for a lifetime if you cross the street. But you can say it to somebody else. In this case, a kid, I picked the case. I didn't want to say your wife, so I said a kid. Right? Now, but you can't say to the kid, I'm going to stop you from crossing the street. You can't. Unless you're there 24-7 watching him, you can't stop him. You can stop yourself from crossing the street. Sometimes you have power to do something to yourself that you can't do to somebody else. Right? That's a fact. So this Gemara is trying to say that according to that side, I can't prevent my wife from making an edder. She's an independent person. I have power to take care of the edder, but I don't have power to prevent it because she's an independent person. I can't rule over her mouth to say that she can't make the edder. So now the question becomes, can I rule over her mouth to prevent it from ever happening? I don't, by me, I have that power because it's myself. that doesn't necessarily give me that power over everybody else. All we want to prove is that if you put it into place before, you see from him that that works. That's what I think the Gemara is trying to say. I don't know if I answered it, but I think that's what the Gemara is trying to say. Yes, doctor.
Would one be able to say that the statement that Kal Vakomer for Eliezer, it contains an intrinsic presupposition that the mechanisms for himself and wife are the same, and that's the nature of the argument, period. One sentence.
Again. Gemara is a Havamina and a Maskana. It's a Havamina, you're right. But the Gemara says it's not the same as the Maskana.
Exactly my point. I mean, it could be said in two sentences.
Again, doctor, if you understand it in two sentences, some people don't. Number one. Number two is you're not answering Rabbi Zunz's question. Because when you make a Kal Vakomer, why don't you make the Kal Vakomer that the mechanism works the same way? If I have more power over my wife than I have over myself, so I should have at least as much power over my wife that I have over myself. That's the question that Rabbi Schultz asked.
Again, that statement, using the gross term power, with great respect, again, supposes that the mechanisms are the same.
Well, make the Kal Vakomer tell me that the mechanisms are the same. That same Kal Vakomer should tell me that the mechanisms are the same.
That's a presupposition of the people.
The ones that argue otherwise and say you can't do it with Zer Sarkasov. You can't pre-do anything for your wife. But I'm not going with the ones that are. I'm going in Rabbi Eliezer, who makes the Kal Vakomer. And he stopped, and the Gemara says he's not making that it should work the same way. So the question is, why doesn't he make the Kal Vakomer that it should work the same way? That's what his question is.
I think I answered
what you said, but instead of saying it one line, I just explained myself more. Zad Gemara Vayter, Tashema. Now, in this Gemara, thank you to the Rush, we will have two Girsis, two Pshatim in this Gemara. So we'll learn one, and then we'll learn the other.
Where's Mr. Lutzer Mitz?
I don't remember, honestly, if you quote your Lutzer Mitz here. I didn't look it up this morning. Tashema. Amr Leila Rebbe Eliezer. They said to Rebbe Eliezer, Mikvah Yechia, this is the Rush's Girsa. Mikvah Yechiyach. I have to learn the Rush's Gersa, so please look inside in the Rush on this thing. Slightly different than our Gemara, not much different. Mikvah Yechiyach. Shemala, it's different Gersa than our Gemara. It's not much a different Gersa, so we have to go with the Rush. Amar Laila Rebbe Eliezer. Mikvah Yechiyach. Mikvah will show me. Like, you ask logically that if I can cure, I can put it into the system, whatever way you want to learn. But mikveh shows me it's not true. Shemalas atmei mitumasan. A tummy goes into the mikveh, he becomes tahar. Ve'ena matra al tarim alatame. But it doesn't save a tahar from being matame. A tummy goes in, his tumah goes off. A tahar is in the mikveh, and he touches a tumah, he becomes tame. What do you mean? If mikvah can take off tumah, shouldn't it be able to prevent tumah?
Yeah. Mikvah
water never becomes tumah.
Right.
But if the tar is in the mikvah and he touches the sheretz while he's in the mikvah, he's tumah. What do you mean? Mikvah can take off tumah, shouldn't it prevent it? Is a raya that it doesn't work the same way? You can have things cure, and they don't prevent. That's what Rabbanan answered to Blazer. You're making Kal Vakomer, if you can cure, if you can prevent, I'll show you you can cure and you can't prevent. That was the Kal Vakomer, the Rabbanan's proof that Blazer's logic is faulty. So it's a different gear set that we have.
But if it's not touching, you just throw the sheretz into the...
If mikvah water can never become tameh. Mikvah water can never become tame. It has nothing to do with a person. But a person can become tame in the mikvah. Amar Leila Rebbe Eliezer. Ma mikvah, I'm sorry, his girsa. Mikvah yechiyach. Shemikalas Atmei Mitzubasam, Ve'ena Matzal Atarim Alatame. Shmamina, I'm sorry, Avani, the Rosh has a different Gersa, Avibau, I'll bring the husband, he can be made for it, but he can't prevent. Why is he, maybe he's like a mikvah. The power to remove without the power to prevent. Shmamina Lechayli. But from the logic you see that we're talking about prevention, mikvah doesn't prevent. What? Chayli means the chal. It's in, I don't know what the word chal is in English. Not chal. Whatever word chal is in English. What?
A fly.
A fly, maybe. Okay, whatever it is. So, you see that we're talking about prevention. Zok to Rash. Let's read the Rash inside. Amar lo le Rabbi Eliezer mikvah yechiach. Shemal es atmei mitumbasim betvila. Ve'ele matzal ha'tayim alatame. Sha'ar Torah ha'tayvo. Ve'ele natzul mitumbim yigabai sheretz. What if a guy goes into the mikvah, he's tar, he says, I'm going to the mikvah so the next time I touch a sheretz, I shouldn't become tameh. I want to prevent tumah. It can remove it, should be able to prevent it. Einam yelus loy l'natzum tumah doesn't help. Guy goes into the mikvah and says, I want this to prevent my future tumah. It's a worthless statement. It doesn't prevent future tumah. That means prevention is not an automatic outgrowth of cure.
What do you want to do?
He wants to touch a sheretz the next morning and not become tamei.
His words should cause that?
His tefillah should cause that.
His
tefillah? He's a tar man that goes to the mikvah. Why is he going to the mikvah? He's tar. He wants it to become a prevention for tuma. Just like he can cure tuma, it can prevent tuma.
Even though he's touching it.
Not at this moment. According to the Rosh, he's touching it tomorrow morning.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes. Well, if he can cure, why can't it prevent? Avani Amibau, Shavim Shemei for Nidrishtim Shetidur, Ein Amei for Acheloi Tidur. Shmamina Loi Chayli, Midamaisu Rabbana Lurabliyazir Raya Mi Mikvah, Shein Amatla Atarim Lekabal Tumma. Since they're bringing a Raya from Mikvah that it does not save the Tire of Ibn Mekabal Tumma. Mechlau, the Shemini Leil Rabbi Yezid Abba Amr Ben Darm Shabal Meferla, being Yezeshli Hulu Klau. That means they must have heard Rabbi Yezid say that the husband's preventing his wife's Nadarim. Baham Aisi Rai Mi Mikvah, the Avagav de Mayel Lutuma Shavra, it works for the past, Ein the Mayel Lutuma Shasi de Lavoi, it doesn't prevent the Tum of the future, Shaloi Tachalolov. Listen to the Raya from Mikvah. Zok de Gemara, Amos Seifa. Dr. Gemara Amos Seifa. They said a different raya. They kept on going. They brought one raya that mikvah doesn't prevent a person from becoming tameh. Yes.
Did you see anyone comment as to why on earth this would be analogous? One, tumah is a bodily state which is caused by physical contact, which is not obviated by anything in the past.
How do you know? Maybe it should be.
Yeah, maybe aliens should come and like zap people. I mean, this is not, I mean, it simply is.
So Netter is a state that can't be obviated by something before.
Exactly.
So therefore it's a good raya.
No, the tuma is a physical act.
Netter is a verbal act.
Agreed.
So how do you mean?
But it's exactly my point.
I don't see your question. Not every difference makes a difference. You see that prevention is harder than cure. That's all. That's all it's saying. You see from mikvah that it's harder. Amru Eima Seifa. Amru Leila Reb Eliezer. They said another raya. In Matbilin Kli Tamei Li Tahir. Yitrulu kli lichshi tamei yitar. Now notice the wording here. They said it differently than the first time. They said, you can take a keli that's tamei and put it in the mikvah and it'll cure its tumah. Can you put a keli into the mikvah that when it becomes tamei, it should become tahar? Can you do that? Not prevent, they didn't say that. Notice the wording. They didn't say, put a keli into the mikvah that it shouldn't become tamei. They said, put a keli into the mikvah that when it becomes tamei, the tara should kick in immediately. That sounds like they're trying to say that the neder will be chal and it'll be hafara will be chal right afterwards. Again, there's two ways of wording the same thing. You can say that the keli should never become tameh, which is what they said about the person, or they can say that the keli should become tar after it becomes tameh. In the system, it will be a tara that cancels the tumah that's chal.
The Brisa said this, so maybe that's
the Brisa says that raya, that wording. So we have one wording that seems to indicate it's preventive. The next wording seems to indicate that it is chal and then gets canceled. So therefore, you have two rayas and they're contradicting each other. Shema mina chayim. Yes.
Because the contradictory.
So far, nothing.
I'm sorry?
No proof.
We have no proof. If you have two rayas that are contradictory, it means you can't prove anything. We didn't slug up.
No, the original thing we slugged, didn't we?
Which, I don't know what you mean by original.
No, I mean with the, what's it called?
We're talking about mikveh now. We're talking about Rabbanon's response to Rabbi Eliezer. Nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer himself.
I understand. I'm saying, but the first part with the...
With the mikveh?
So already with the... touching the thing. He said that
was a proof that Rabbi Eliezer must have said it's not chal.
Right.
But for the sefer, we have a proof that Rabbanon understood him to say that it is chal when it goes off. We have a contradiction in the Brisa. One seems to say that that's what Rabbi Eliezer meant. One seems to say Rabbi Eliezer meant something else. Zakta Gemara Amri. Rabbanon lekaimelam b'taimed Rabbi Eliezer. They didn't know what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Lachi kaimelam. They said, we don't know what you mean. My sphere lach. What do you hold? Is sphere lach d'chaylen u'b'taylen? If you hold it's chau. And it's batu. Tavi keli tuftach. So then the case of Kaili, you can't make a Kaili that when it becomes Tameh, it should become Tahar. He's like, Sri Lang the Chaylin, Tameh Mikdav Juftach. And if you hold that it's preventive, I'll prove to you from Mikdav that it's not preventive. What they're saying is, we don't know what you mean. What do you mean this, it doesn't make sense? Do you mean this, it doesn't make sense? Yes. Amri. Rabbanon like Chaymer Lu, but Chaymer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbanon did not know what Rabbi Eliezer meant in this Kal V'chaymer. They weren't sure. They weren't sure whether he was saying it's preventive or it's chau and it's batul. So they said like this. What? I'm doing the Gemara. V'achi kamrilei. He asked me to repeat the Gemara. My sphirlach, what do you hold? He sphirlach d'chaylen or b'taylen that it's chau and that it's batul right away. Tabi klit yuftach. So we proved to you from a keli that you cannot type a keli that when it becomes tamei, it should become tar immediately. Eloi sphirlach d'chaylen. You don't hold it's chau, so mikvah yechiach. Having mikvah yuftach, mikvah proves that you can't put a prevention in. Now that's the Rosh's Gersa, and it runs into a big problem. Because he could have used mikvah both ways, he could have used keli both ways. He uses mikvah by a person proves that it doesn't prevent. And keli proves that you can't have it come in and then go off. You could have said Kaylee is not preventable. You could have said a person can't become Tameh and become Torah automatically. The same riot could have been brought from the same case. You don't need to, one case is not a better riot than the other case. I hope I'm explaining myself. Let me try again. When Rabbanan say, mikvah proves that you can't prevent, mikvah also proves that it can't be chow and go off. The same proof. Because the guy becomes Tameh and it doesn't go off. And it also doesn't prevent. The Brisa brings two different proofs. One for this and one for that. You could use one proof for both. They could have said to you, I don't know what you mean, Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, mikvah proves you wrong.
You're saying this,
I'm saying this. And therefore, that's what's fair with this Gersa. This Gersa makes it sound, I have one proof for this and one proof for that. The same proof could be proved for both. The Gemara says, if you hold this, then Kaili is your kasha. If you hold this, then mikvah is your kasha. Mikvah is a kasha on both, and Kaili is a kasha on both. So that's why the Rosh is going to be a whole different gears than the Gemara. So let's read the Rosh, then we'll see a whole new gears than the Gemara. Yes, Doctor?
Quick question, I'm still thinking. Isn't the lesser the Rambam in Sefer that it is a mitzvah? for someone to become Tomei if, when they contact sheriffs or something like that?
No, see, no. Hold a second. Is it a mitzvah to divorce your wife?
No, I'm asking
a question. Is it a mitzvah to divorce your wife?
No, it's a permission.
It's a permission that we become Tomei sheriff, there are consequences. It's no mitzvah to become Tomei. It's a mitzvah that when you become Tomei, you carry out the consequences.
I remember it incorrectly.
What? There's no mitzvah to become a Tomei sheriff.
No, that's why the language struck me.
There's no mitzvah to become Tomei. Yes, there is. I should take that back. For the seven relatives, there's a mitzvah to become Tomei.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's the mitzvah to the physical activity.
Right.
The way that
there's a lot of mitzvahs in the Rambam that are consequences. If a guy steals from a ger, and there's no yarshim, he has to pay a chaymish and bring a carbon asham. There's no mitzvah to steal from a ger, she'en lo yarshim, to bring the chaymish and the asham. The mitzvah is that if one does it, this is what the consequences are. And if he doesn't do it, he's much better off. There's no mitzvah to become tamei to a sheretz. There's a mitzvah that if one...
No. That's not what I said at all. I said there is a mitzvah that one becomes tamei after touching a sheretz.
Yes, that's not a mitzvah. It's a fact.
I agree. That's why the language mitzvah struck me at the time.
Yes. I think what the Rambam is saying, if you become Tamei to Sheretz, to do the process of Tara. Zakdarash. Zakdarash.
If there's a Sheretz in the Mikdash, no one has to take it out.
So there's also good end of which Masechta, Erevin. The Gemara talks about how to take it out.
He becomes Tomei.
Not necessarily. Gemara talks about a way that he doesn't have to become Tomei. See Erevin, Kuf Dawud Amit Beis, I believe it is. Kuf Hei Amit Beis. It's right there. The last Amit Beis. So the Gemara writes, hey, what?
It's very easy to get out. Shoot
the cliche. Or gloves. Shoot the cliche. They'll become Tomei. You don't even have to be Tomei anything. There the gloves will become Tomei. Here, by Pshutei Kliyei, nothing becomes Tomei. This is what Gemara talks about now. Dr. Gemara writes, Eim Eseifem Adbilin Kli Tomei Litar Yitbulu Kli Lishi Tomei Litar Perish the Rush Amid Aleph, top of the Amid Aleph. I am above Amid Aleph, 76A, top line in the Rush.
A1,
thank you. Since Rabbanan said to Rabbi Eliezer that you should be able to tell about Kaili that after it becomes Tami, it should become Tar automatically, like by Nadarim, Sha'atimer, Shemevila Nadarim Shalasid, the bus of the Chaili Bucky. Supposed to say that after it's chow to go off, meaning again the analogy is you can't type a kli that after it becomes tummy it should become tar automatically. You can't be made for your wife's nedarim that after it's chow to go off automatically. Amri Rabbana, the Bei Masifta Metaitzin, the Yeshiva answered, the Mahacha Ein Loichiach. From here you can't prove anything. The Rabbana Lekimlu Betaimed Rabbi Eliezer. They didn't know what he meant. Esav the Chayli Batli. Did he hold that the netter is chal and then bottle? Or he lay chayli chal, where it's not chal at all. Well, maizel or chuf to be mikvah, he suffered the loy chayli. And it brings a question for mikvah, if you want to say it's never chal. Well, mitzvilis kli, he suffered the chayli. And it brings a question for mitzvilis kli, if you hold it is chal. Dr. Rush, the girsa gzu lay nira. This girsa doesn't make sense to me. The hach pirch gufa. The very same question, the Parki Rabbanim Kli, Isavet Chayli, the one you want to ask from Kli, that you can't type a Kli that when it becomes Tamei, it should become Tar automatically, Matzul Mipach Mikvah. You could have proven that from Mikvah. Isavet Chayli, Mikvah Yechiyach. If you hold, it's not Chal at all, Mikvah shows, Shein Matzul Al Tar Mikabal Tumah. Doesn't save the guy from becoming Tamei. And if you hold the Rabbi Eliezer meant it's chal and then goes off, I can't say mikva yachiyach. Mikva will prove it. Shemale tami mitumasai. It can be take off the tumah. It can cure tumah. Ve'ena metaris hatar im tavo b'mikva l'kshir tami l'tar. And it doesn't give him the ability that when he touches the sharet and becomes tumah to go off. The same proof can be used for both. But my shavki mikva da'iri bay v'nachti kli. Why did the brisa switch? Why did it go from mikva to kli? Mikva is a raya both ways. Kli is a raya both ways. Hilchach Nira Kegirsis Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. I hate to disappoint you. There's no Rebbe Eliezer Schmitz. It's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. He has a different Girsis in the Gemara. And now we're going to leave read his Girsis in the Gemara. And again, it's not the same Girsis that we have in our Gemara. I don't think so. Tashema. This is the way the Gemara should read. Amru Oyler Rebbe Eliezer. Uma Adam. A man. So let me explain the halacha. Let me explain halacha. I'll first explain this, the halacha that we're going to be building it on. A person swallows a tameh ring. A ring that's a tameh. And he goes to the mikvah. That ring in his system does not become tar. He went to the mikvah. It makes him tar, but the ring is unaffected. It's still tamei. It's in his system, and therefore it's not matamei him. Tuma blua, tumbuma that swallowed up is not matamei. So he's still tar. He's carrying a tamei ring in him. He spits up the tamei ring. That ring is still tamei. It might even be matamei him on the way out, but that's not the point. Depends what level tumma it is. But it does make a difference. The bottom line is, he goes into the mikvah with a ring in him. It does not matire the ring. But if he goes into the mikvah, and then if he spits it out, the ring is still coming. Now let's go to the second case. A man that's tahar swallows a taridika ring. And he then becomes tameh. The ring stays tahar. The ring stays tahar. He can prevent the tumah, right? He can't cure the tumah. Meaning, I should say that. Let's read the way the Rosh Gemara says it. The Rosh says it. Ma adam she'ein amaylas atmei mitumasam. He cannot remove tumah. Perish. Imbola tamas tameya. If he swallows a tameh dika ring, tameh meis, behiza, and he gets paraduma water sprinkled on him. Vishana, it's Vishina, probably Vishana. And he doubled it two times, the third day, the seventh day. The Tavau, the Ikea, then he spits up the ring. Doesn't become tar by the person going to the mikvah having a saw. Right? Shabbala, Kadisa, Beperik, Hamayim, and Makasha. So Beperik, Gemara, Chulam. That if you swallow a tummy ring and you become tar with the whole process, the ring is unaffected. Matzu is atayra militame. Imbola tabas tahira. If he swallows a ring that's tahar, v'nichnas la'il hames, and he goes into an ayil hames, v'yikia, and he spits up the ring, lo'y nitmas, doesn't become tame. The tara b'lua le'metame. The ring never became tame. So listen to this thing. He's a tar person who swallowed a tar ring, walked into a mace. He became tameh. The ring didn't become tameh.
It's inside.
That means the ring can't become tahar when he becomes tahar. The ring can't become tameh when he becomes tameh. That's the halakha. Okay, so let's see what we're going to do with that. Let's give the Gemara a chance. So that's the mikvah. So the Kabbalah goes, I swallow. A person can prevent, but he can't cure. That we see. A person can prevent the tumah from entering the ring. He's preventing it because it's in him. But he can't have it cured when it's in him. That means he can prevent, but can't cure. So mikvah, shemalas hatmeim tumasam, mikvah that can cure, hataymlam bai, Ain a din shiyatzal al tarim avutame? A mikvah that can cure, shouldn't it be for sure that it prevents? That's the Gemara's Kal v'chomer. Rabbanan told Rabbi Eliezer, I have something here that can prevent, but can't cure. Using your logic, mikvah that can cure, for sure should prevent. Because you see that cure is difficult more than prevention. What Rabbanan are trying to prove is cure and prevention are not comparable. Don't bring riots. Here I have a person can prevent and not cure, and a mikvah can cure and not prevent. So don't tell me that if you can cure, you prevent. If you prevent, you can cure. Not true. Different things have different halachas. Your own nedarim, you can prevent and not cure, and your wife's nedarim, you can cure and not prevent. Your logic is faulty. I can prove to you from mikvah that your logic is faulty. Let's read the Rush inside. Zok the Rush. Ein adin shiatzal mikvah shemalas hatmeim betumasa matayfun bay. Ein adin shiatzal tarim elitame. Kegan. Im amet kogufet b'mikvah. He's in the mikvah. V'nogim b'yod ha'achas b'sheretz v'yod ha'achas nogim b'kli shemiktasa chutzal mikvah. His hand touches the sheretz and the other hand touches a kli that's partially out of the mikvah. Yatzal olav shal yikabal tumma b'yod b'mikvah. Why doesn't it save that while he's in the mikvah, he can be metami akli that's out of the mikvah? Metami akli ba'idim b'mikvah. Why doesn't it do that? And we learn that from a pasuk that you can't do it. So we're seeing that cure and prevention are totally different things. That's what they're trying to prove. Yes, doctor.
The general rule is that when one doesn't understand the Gemara, it is incumbent to understand the Gemara and realize that you're wrong, in which case I must be wrong, because this Kalpachol makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to me. We have a general rule that interior to us, menstrual blood within the uterus is not metana of the woman. It is only until it comes into an outside space. In this case, the ring which is inside him is, would seem to me to be logically equivalent to the ring being in Chicago. It's in a different place, a different space. It's not negated to the Tumma at all, or for that matter, the Tahara. But, you know, the Tumma is a lot easier, because you don't become Tahara by simple contact with flesh. So, I mean, I don't understand the Kal v'chomer in any way whatsoever. It's a summit puzzle, if you will. Obviously, that's a first word. Item. There are people who say that humans are an earthenware, but that's metaphorical.
To answer to your question is an answer to a million questions in Shas. You learn Kedushin, Davdalin, and a bunch of other places. The Gemara makes Kal v'chomer some facts without taking into account logic behind it or rules behind it. The Gemara shows from facts that these are the way facts operate. And if facts operate that way, they should operate that way elsewhere. The Gemara does this countless times. Now, sometimes the Gemara will come back and say that you can't do it because of another halacha. Very rarely would the Gemara come back and say you can't do it because it's logically different. Because logic is your made-up understanding of that halacha. Don't make it up and just take the facts as they are. You just...
Kal v'chomer is logical.
Again, it's a Kal v'chomer. It's using fact to prove fact. And you don't slug up a Kal v'chomer by saying that that mechanism works differently unless you have a pasuk that tells you that that's a different mechanism. See Kedushin Ha'olam and Beis when the Gemara wants to learn out that Kesef should work for Gerushin. Or things like that.
I don't know.
Again, that's how the Gemara operates.
There is a limit. that's, you know, I can also make a call to Congress.